Loren Powell Jobs. Atlantic Magazine says Biden deserves credit, not blame for deadly Afghan evacuation. By Wendell Hasebo on August 31, 2021. Atlantic Magazine, owned by billionaire widow of Steve Jobs. Loren Powell Jobs published an essay Monday congratulating President Joe Biden for the Afghan evacuation that has thus far left 13 U.S. service members dead and numerous amounts of military gear in the hands of the Taliban terrorists. If anything, Americans should feel proud of what the U.S. government and military have accomplished in these past 2 weeks, Jobs publication claimed. President Biden deserves credit, not blame. Jobs magazine praised the deadly evacuation as one of the most extraordinary logistical feats in their recent history by pointing to the number of extractions Biden failed to conduct months before the Taliban enforced deadline of August 31. By the time the last American plane lifts off from Hamid Karzai International Airport on August 31, the total number of Americans and Afghan allies extricated from the country may exceed 120,000. The essay said, referencing the 13 dead U.S. service members that didn't deter the military. Upon acknowledging the deaths of U.S. service members, the article gave Biden credit for the military's heroic actions by suggesting Biden was steadfast in his decision-making. And he did so even as his critics again sought to capitalize on tragedy for their own political gain. Jobs magazine continued to explain why Americans should feel proud about Biden's deadly Afghan evacuation. The Biden administration nimbly adapted its plans, ramping up the airlift and sending additional troops into the country to aid crisis teams and to enhance security. Around-the-clock flights came into and went out of Afghanistan. Giant cargo planes departed, a number of them packed with as many as 600 occupants. The State Department tracked down Americans in the country, as well as Afghans who had worked with the U.S., to arrange their passage to the airport. The special immigrant visa program that the Trump administration had slowed down was kicked into high gear. Despite years of fighting, the administration and the military spoke with the Taliban many times to coordinate passage of those seeking to depart to the airport, to mitigate risks as best as possible, to discuss their shared interest in meeting the August 31 deadline. The article failed to mention that Biden's military strategy of negotiating with the Taliban terrorists included giving the group lists of evacuees who were stranded outside the airport while delegating the outer security of the airport to the Taliban even after suicide bombers killed scores of Afghans and Americans. Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlow in May compared Loren Powell Jobs to the well-known persona of George Soros for her clandestine funding many leftist causes, such as the Emerson Collective, EC, a hybrid philanthropic and investing limited liability company, according to Forbes. That's a pretty murky description, which appears to allow them to engage in business and charity without ever being terribly explicit about which is which, Marlow writes. I'm not sure which of the two categories it falls under, but EC also happens to own The Atlantic. Marlow further examines Jobs' growing influential power in his book, Breaking the News, Exposing the Establishment Media's Hidden Deals and Secret Corruptions. Jobs' far-left politics seems to also shape with whom she does business. In perhaps a not-so-causal connection, former President Barack Obama's Secretary of Education Arne Duncan is a board member of EC. Breitbart News reported Sunday that Duncan compared people who exercise their freedom to make health decisions regarding the Chinese coronavirus to the Kabul airport suicide bombers who slaughtered more than 100 people. Duncan, Jobs board member, tweeted, "Have you noticed how strikingly similar both the mindsets and actions are between the suicide bombers at Kabul's airport and the anti-mask and anti-vax people here? They both blow themselves up, inflict harm on those around them, and are convinced they are fighting for freedom." Duncan compared anti-vaxxers to terrorists in a tweet since deleted. The analogy comes as reports on Monday indicate Biden's airstrikes in Kabul over the weekend killed at least 10 people, including children. A U.S. drone strike targeting the Islamic State killed 10 civilians in Kabul, including several small children, family members told The Washington Post. Shortly after the airstrike, Biden released a statement to justify the killings. "I said we would go after the group responsible for the attack on our troops and innocent civilians in Kabul, and we have," Biden said. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo.